This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's COVID-19 situation is showing promising signs, but transmission and hospitalizations are still elevated. The 7-day positivity rate dropped below 7% Monday, but it's still above the worrisome 5% threshold. The state recorded nearly 1,300 patients hospitalized with coronavirus. That's a drop of almost 300 in the last 3 weeks and the lowest they've been in a month. 84% of COVID-19 patients are unvaccinated. The Denver City Council failed to override Mayor Michael Hancock's veto of a tobacco ban bill on Monday night. The bill would have outlawed the sale of most flavored tobacco within the city with the hope of curbing teen smoking. The local lawmakers needed at least 9 votes to override the mayor's veto, but they only received 8. Denver will spend $1 million to convert a housing project to all-electric heat. As CPR Sam Brash reports, the move marks the beginning of the end for the city's historic steam system.
Denver first built its steam heat system in the 1880s. It still delivers hot water vapor to about 120 downtown buildings. That's why you might see clouds rising from the city's manholes each winter. But those will go away in the next couple of decades. Denver is pushing to replace the natural gas-powered steam system with electric heaters able to draw solar and wind power. The $1 million grant will help convert housing owned by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. Construction starts next year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. This hour, we're listening to Here and Now. We'll hear updates from the fallout of some tornadoes that hit several states over the weekend, how Omicron is affecting people in the UK, and more. Stay tuned.